Rowdy, how are you?
Regis,
how are you?
Wonderful. How are you? Had any kids lately?
The cowboy, right?
Ace.
Ace.
I always got an ace in the hole.
Now, look, how does it feel to be the biggest villain in America right now?
Villain? My mom don't think so. I feel great. I'm in the pink. Are you kidding me, Liz?
How come they didn't invite you to do Saturday Night Live?
They did, so I wouldn't, so they took second choice. I said, I'll mail it in, and that's exactly what I did.
You got any surprises today for Mr. T? I know you really want Mr. T.
Well, I got in the sun lamp, so he'd feel comfortable, trying to get as dark as I could. Yeah, just so he'd feel comfortable. But we didn't think we'd change the size of Ace's hand.
Now, you know what I think's going to happen here?
You're going to have to cut that out, aren't you?
No, we all know you. But now, listen, I think that the Ace has got something in here. It's a little surprise for all of us.
Yeah, we'll check it out. Yeah, Norm. Big bones.
You have pretty good spirits going into this thing, eh? You must be pretty confident.
Oh, yeah. I'm not supposed to walk into a fight with tears in my eyes, man.
But the Hulkster's angry this time.
Oh, he's losing more hair. That makes you lose more hair, Hulky, baby.
Listen, he don't like it when you make fun of his hair.
Yeah, that breaks my heart. That breaks my heart.
And Mr. T is flexing all the time.
You've been making lots of money, too, haven't you? Does your wife hold on to those?
But you're a little on the chubby side, too.
Chubby, you sucker. I'll eat your lunch. Yeah.
But I love you. I love you on the air. You're the greatest. There's nobody like you. Your little kilts and everything.
You're saying that because
I'm... No, I really... You're absolutely
phenomenal. You're pretty strong. How come you're so jumpy?
I'm a little jumpy around here.
You're not
you
afraid of me, are you? You say you should be.
Yeah. Like when you get angry.
With him standing behind me. Oh, yeah.
What happened? He's got a little shiner here.
That's a hit.
You fight as much as I do. You get hurt once in a while.
You still fighting with that injury?
Of course.
Yeah. Well, where's Mr. Wonderful? Where's Paul?
Paul's coming. Understand how tough we are. You know, this is minor. Minor. Who cares?
Yeah, really.
You guys are really that tough. Huh?
Yes, absolutely.
Where is Mr. Wonderful? He's not here yet. He's afraid.
Well, where was Mr. T at the last press conference? Trying to pretend he's a Mohican. Yeah. Paul. Yeah. Never mind. Yeah. Mr. Wonderful's coming in on an airplane from Atlanta. He's due to arrive here at 12 something. So he's probably.
You ready to go now? You predicting victory or not?
No, I'm going to go in there and lose. You really mean me? Of course I'm predicting victory. Man. This is the biggest thing that's ever happened, ever in this
the
sport.
Major upset if you guys could beat Mr. T. And I mean it. Everybody, the whole country's rooting for them, except me. I want you guys to win.